I push away, trying to sort out my feelings. If two people agree on a signal, they stay in range, because if one of them doesn't answer, they're in trouble, all right?
All right, he says.
All right, because that's what happened with Rue, and I watched her die, I say. I turn away from him, go to the pack, and open a fresh bottle of water, although I still have some in mine, but I'm not ready to forgive him. I notice the food, the rolls and apples, are untouched, but someone's definitely picked away part of the cheese.
And you ate without me?
I really don't care. I just want something else to be mad about.
What? No, I didn't, Peeta says.
Oh, and I suppose the apples ate the cheese? I say.
I don't know what ate the cheese, Peeta says slowly and distinctly, as if trying not to lose his temper. But it wasn't me. I've been down by the stream collecting berries. Would you care for some?
I would, actually, but I don't want to relent too soon. I do walk over and look at them. I've never seen this type before. No, I have, but not in the arena. These aren't Rue's berries, although they resemble them. Nor do they match anything I learned about in training. I lean down and scoop up a few, rolling them between my fingers. My father's voice comes back to me.
Not these, Katniss. Never these. They're nightlock. You'll be dead before they reach your stomach.
Just then, the cannon fires. I whip around, expecting Peeta to collapse on the ground. But he only raises his eyebrows. The hovercraft appears 100 yards or so away. What's left of Fox Face's emaciated body is lifted into the air. I can see the red glint of her hair in the sunlight. I should have known the moment I saw the missing cheese. Peeta has me by the arm, pushing me toward a tree.
Climb! He'll be here in a second. We'll stand a better chance fighting him from above.
I stop him, suddenly calm.
No, Peeta. She's your kill, not Cato's.
What?
I haven't even seen her since the first day, he says.
How could I have killed her?
In answer, I hold out the berries.